Good morning. I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray that you'll stay tuned today because God's Word has something good for you today, and I want to share God's Word with you, so stay tuned and listen to what God's Word has to say to us. Right now, I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray for all of my listeners right now in the sweet, holy name of Jesus, that, Lord, whatever their need is today, God, that you will bless them and let them know that you love them and that you care for them, that there's no circumstance in their life that's too hard for you that you can't handle. That, Lord, if they'll come to you and give themselves to you, Lord, that you'll touch them and bless them and help them through their situations. God, I pray if there be one under the sound of my voice that's not born again, that don't know you as Lord and Savior, that you deal with them in your tender love and mercy and bring them unto salvation. Let them know that there's no other way, no other name that they can be saved except through the name of Jesus. Touch them this day, I pray. And God, we take time to pray for our great country and our leaders and ask God that you bless them and help them to lead our country in the right direction. Provide, Lord, the mercy and the grace, God, for each and every one that's listening today. And God, I pray that you cause revival to sweep across our land. We pray for revival. We ask for a mighty revival of repentance and a turning back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. For the last weeks, I've been teaching on the footsteps of a righteous man, of a good man, or ordered of the Lord. And today, I want to continue on that, and I want you to stay with me, and I want you to hear what God's Word has to say. Out of the book of Psalms 37, verse 23, Psalms chapter 37, verse 23, the Bible says this, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." And verse 24 says, "Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." In this portion of scripture, it says, a good man. And when we talk about a good man, it's not deeds that we have done, but it's the trust that we have in the Lord Jesus. The good in us is what Jesus that we have in us. And when we trust him, and we know, like David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want," that if we'll follow him, that he will order our footsteps. And let me tell you something. God is not going to order your footsteps in a place where it's going to get you in a situation that's going to destroy you, but he's going to bring you out and deliver you. So many of us today, when our footsteps, when things get hard in our life, we want to throw our hands up and quit. We want to give up. But you got to hold to God's unchanging hand. Let him lead you. Stay with him until he leads you to the destination that he has in your life. Too many people get discouraged. They become depressed. And like Elijah, they lay down under a Jupiter tree and want to die. It's not dying time. It's time we get up and live in the name of Jesus. The Lord will order our footsteps. And it says, even though we may fall, he won't allow us to be utterly cast down. There's been times in my life that I've had some hard times. I thought, "Lord, I'll never get back up again." But the mighty hand of God lifted me back up. There were times in my life when I would be sick in my body. And I think, "Lord, what am I going to do? I'll never get back." But God lifted me back up. There have been times in my life it looked like it was darkness all around. And I thought, "Lord, what will I do?" But the Lord brought the light in. Let me tell you, he won't allow you to be utterly cast down just when your enemies are trying to count you out. Let me tell you, God will raise you back up, and God will deliver you, and God will set your feet on a solid foundation. And you know, he told us about the right foundation. We can't build our life on the sand, on the sifting sands of this world, but we got to build it on the solid foundation, and that foundation is Jesus. And when you look in Acts chapter 16, it is a perfect example of two mighty men of God who let God order their footsteps. They was preaching the gospel one day. Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 was preaching the gospel when a demon-possessed woman came up that was a fortune teller, and they recognized that devil in her, and they cast it out in the name of Jesus. And when they did, the owners of this woman bought them up and had them accused, and the Bible says that Paul and Silas were beaten and laid with many stripes. But let me tell you, the Lord was ordering their footsteps. You say, "Well, Sister Blondie, they had a hard time there. They wasn't doing nothing but preaching the word, and then they end up with a whip on their back. But don't give up. Don't quit. This is not the end of it. So many times when Satan tries to come and lash us, when Satan tries to come and put a hardship on us, it ain't over yet, child. I come by to tell you, don't you give up. It ain't over yet. Hang on. God will bring you through this ride. I love my pastor. He used to say, God will pull you through if you can stand to pull. You let God pull you through this thing, and you hold on to His unchanging hand. The Bible says, not only were they laid with many stripes, but they were cast into the inner prison, down in a dungeon. It's bad enough to be preaching the word of God, and then you get beat for preaching the word of God and casting out the devil, recognizing the devil. But let me tell you something, that didn't stop Paul and Silas. The Bible says that they were put into the inner prison, and their hands and their legs were chained up. I tell you something, the old devil today, he wants to chain you up. The old devil today wants to put you down in a dark dungeon and tell you it's over. The devil wants to put you in a dark hole and say you'll never get out. The devil wants to chain you up in a prison somewhere and say, hey, there's no hope for you. Nobody knows you in here. But I come by to tell you, somebody knows you in there. I come by to tell you that God knows where you're at. God knows the prison you're in. God knows your cell number. God knows where you're located. And He's coming in, child. You just hold on. You wait till this thing is over, and you're going to come out praising Him. Don't you lose hope, and don't you give up. Because my God is an awesome God. My God is a mighty God. And He knows where you're at. Just as He knew where Paul and Silas were, He knows where you're at. You might be in a dungeon, in a hospital bed. It might seem like you're in a dungeon. It might be in your marriage, or with your children, or with your finances. It makes no difference what the devil's trying, the darkness he's trying to put you in. It's not too hard for our God to deliver us. But we need to be like Paul and Silas, and not give up and not quit just because times get rough and hard on us. The Bible says that Paul and Silas was put in that inner prison, and they were chained to the wall, but they didn't give up and they didn't quit. The Bible says at the darkest hour of the night, when it was the darkest hour, when all hope seemed to be gone, when there was nobody else in them, the church wasn't with them, they had no bells, bondsmen, they couldn't call up anybody, they couldn't drop a quarter and get somebody to come bail them out. The judge had already put them in there. They'd already been chained up. They'd already been beaten. But the Bible says at the darkest hour of the night, I'm talking to some of you right now. You've gone through some dark hours in your life. You've gone through some hard times in your life. Some of you right now in a dark time in your life, but I want you to do exactly what Paul and Silas did. The Bible says at the darkest hour of the night, Paul and Silas begin to pray, and they begin to sing praises. They begin to pray, and they begin to sing praises. And the Bible says that they wasn't quiet about it. Too many of us today, we're afraid to let anybody hear us give our testimony. We're afraid to let anybody hear us praise our God. We're afraid to let anybody hear us pray. But if ever there was a time in this country and in this land that Christians stand up bold and mighty, God, give us a backbone. Give us a spiritual backbone that we can stand in this hour like Paul and Silas at the darkest hour of the night, that we can pull down glory in this darkness, that we can pull down the Holy Ghost power in this darkness, that we can pull down delivering power from heaven in this darkness. And we begin to pray and praise our God. And the Bible says that the prisoners heard them. Oh, can you imagine? They were in an inner part of the prison. They were in a dungeon. But they sang and they praised their God so loud that the other prisoners heard them. Oh, there's people that are in the same shape you're in. But somebody has got to stand up. If somebody will stand up and praise God, if somebody will stand up and pray, if somebody won't be ashamed, even when it's hard on them, even when it's a dark hour, that you can stand up and say, let me tell you something, like Paul did on that ship when it was getting ready to break up. He said, I believe God. Right in the middle of the storm, he said, I believe God. And right in the middle of the darkness, can you stand up and say, hey, I believe God. and I'm going to praise my God, and I'm going to worship my God, and that can't no chain and can't no dungeon shut me up, because I'm going to praise my God. And the Bible says that at the darkest hour of the night, Paul and Silas begin to pray. And they begin to praise God. And then the prisoners, they begin to hear them. Can you imagine being in a prison and all hope is gone? It's dark. It's filthy. It's nasty. And it's hard in there. But somebody in the dark hole begins to say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody in a dark situation begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're the author and the finisher of my faith. Thank you, Lord, that you're the lily of the valley. Thank you, Lord, that you're my bright and morning star. Thank you, Lord, that you're the rose of Sharon. Thank you, Lord, that you're the potter and I'm the clay. Thank you, Lord, that you're the one that's almighty. You El Shaddai. Thank you, Lord, that you're the God of Israel. That you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That you're my God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thank you, God, that you're going to bring me out. Thank you, God, that you're going to deliver me. Thank you, God, that you promised, Lord, to never leave me and never forsake me. No matter where I'm at, you're with me, and you're going to bring me out. And as Paul and Silas began to pray and praise God, he said, what kind of songs were they singing? They were singing songs like Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, can you hear it now? Can you hear it now? Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I already come. Oh, but it's God's amazing grace that's going to bring me through. And it's God's amazing grace that's going to get me through this hour that I'm in. And the Bible says, as Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises at the darkest hour of the night, something began to happen. If you want to change the situation that you're in, if you want to change the circumstance that you're in, if you want to change a real change, a change for the good in your life, begin to pray and begin to praise God. A friend of mine wrote a song, get back to church, get on your knees and pray. That's a remedy for our country. That's a remedy for you. That's the remedy for me. We got to get back to the house of God, to the Word of God, where the word's being preached without fear, without favor, and with compromise. I'm so tired of preachers having an air time, and they won't preach the word of God, but they want to sell you a vitamin or sell you some holy oil. I don't want a vitamin. I want a gospel. I want something that's going to build my spirit up, and that is only the word of God. We need to stand forth and preach the word of God. And as Paul and Silas begin to pray, and they begin to praise God, and they begin to worship him, something happened, a change came in their situation. And the same thing will happen with you and with me. If we're at the darkest hour, if we right now will begin to praise God and worship him, God will bring a change. The Bible says that the prisoners heard them. They wasn't ashamed to stand up and say, hey, I might be shackled to this wall, I might be chained up, but I'm still going to praise my God. And they begin to praise God, and then all of a sudden something begin to happen. The floor began to shake. The ceiling began to shake. God sent an earthquake. I pray God send an earthquake in your life to shake off the chains that are holding you, to shake off that spirit of depression that's holding you down, to shake off that spirit of infirmity that's got you in that bed, to shake off that worry and dread that's got you tied down, to shake off that spirit of fear that's overwhelming you, that God will bring you out, and God will cause you to see that a greater one is coming on the scene. And when Paul and Silas began to pray, God sent the earthquake. And the Bible says that that prison was shaken. The doors begin to fly open. Let me tell you, man might lock you up. Man might think he's got the keys. Man might shut the door on you. You might hear the doors clanging behind you. Man might say, this is it. You're never getting out. But honey, don't pay no mind to that. You listen to the voice of God, because you see, God is the man. He has the master key. Oh, hallelujah. The other day, we went to a place, and my grandson called and said, Danny, we done locked ourselves out of the car and we can't get in. What are we going to do? I said, don't worry. I got a phone number. And all I did, I had to call a phone number on my telephone. And within 15 minutes, a guy rolled up with an item and he slipped down through the window and pulled that latch open. Let me tell you, honey, I serve a God that can be there in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. And like Joseph in prison 1 minute and the twinkling of an eye, he's standing before Pharaoh. Don't you let man get you discouraged. I serve a God that's got the master key. I serve a God that can open up any door. I serve a God that can close any door. Don't limit God today. Like Paul and Silas pray and praise him. And the Bible says that the door swung open and the chains fell off. Today I'm talking to people. You're chained up in bondage. You've crossed over the line with drugs. You've crossed over the line with alcoholism. You've crossed over the line in great sin. But I serve one that can reach in and bring you back. I serve one that can reach in and breathe life back into you and give you eternal life through him, and a life, abundant life, a life free from sin, a life free from depression. God can set you free and God can make you whole. Paul and Silas was set free, and the Bible says their chains fell off, and when their chains fell off and the door swung open, I love this part, the jailer came in and fell down, and he said, what must I do to be saved? Let me tell you something, the one that was holding you in captive can come to you and fall at your knees. And let me tell you, they can ask, how can I get what you got? Let me tell you, don't let your circumstance or where you located dictate to who you are, what you are. Because let me tell you, I might be in a cell today. I might be in a hospital bed today. I might be in financial trouble today. But I'm not going to stay there. I'm not going to live there. My God's going to bring me out because he is ordering my footsteps. I might be going through something, but that's exactly what it is. I'm going through. I'm not going to stay there. I'm not going to dwell there. God's going to bring me out. Just as Paul and Silas was bought out, the Bible says that the jailer came in and he gave his heart to Jesus. Then he took Paul and Silas home with him and he cleaned up the places where they'd been beaten and he doctored their back and then he had a dinner. And the Bible says that the whole household, the jailer's whole household, was saved and was baptized. 1 minute they were in prison, chained up to a wall, and the next minute they were in the jailer's house preaching salvation. Let me tell you something, devil. Let me inform you over my listeners right now. You might have some of them in a bad place right now, but if they let God order their footsteps, they're coming out. I come to serve notice on you. You may scar my back, but you can't scar my heart. You may chain me up, devil, but you can't chain my praise and my worship. You may shut the cell door on me, but my door can come in. I'm talking about Jesus. And you can put me in your dungeon, but my God will shake your dungeon. Oh, when you let God order your footsteps, can't no devil hold you in bondage. God will set you free. Today, I want you just begin to throw your hands up. If you got your radio, put your hands on the radio right now. And in the name of Jesus, set them free. Lord, give them the freedom to worship and to praise you. The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of his people right there in that hospital bed, or in your car as you're going down the road. God can reach down and change your world and give you joy and set you free. He did for Paul and Silas, and he can do for you. Let me tell you something else, as Paul Harvey would say, let me tell you the rest of the story. The ones that put Paul and Silas in prison, when they heard about what had happened down in that prison, when they heard that the earthquake came when they prayed, when they heard that the earthquake came when they sang, when they heard that the earthquake came and the prisoners heard them, when they heard that the jailer got salvation, when people, no matter what they do, when you praise God, the news is out all over town, not the that I've been running around, but I've been praising God. The news is out, even in the dungeon they can pray. Even in the jail they can praise God. Even in the sickness they can raise their hands and say thank you, Jesus. Even when the kids are going crazy and running wild, they can still walk the floor and say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Even when the finances are low, they can still praise their God. Let me tell you, this is rested under this scripture here. And David said this. He said, once I was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Oh, God will take care of your child. You just praise him and worship him and just see what our God will do. The ones that put him in when they heard what they had happened down in that prison, they sent word down in there, let Paul and Silas out. And I like what Paul and Silas said. No, you put us in here, you come face us, and you open up, you let us out. You come face us, face to face, and tell us that we've been set free. Let me tell you something, child. That thing that held you in bondage, you can face it eyeball to eyeball, and it'll have to say, I once had a hold on you, but I don't anymore. Oh, that's what happened down in Egypt. Once Egypt had a hold on God's people, but one day Egypt had to say, can't hold them no more, because the blood was applied. Let me tell you, when you let the blood of Jesus come in your life, and he washes you clean, can't no devil hold you. Can't no darkness rule over you. The light will come in. Oh, the light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Jesus said, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Don't limit what God can do for you. Can you believe God for a miracle today? Can you believe God to come into your situation? If you believe him, then throw your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. A woman came to me one time, and she said, Blondie, I believe God for healing. And I've asked God to heal me, and I call for the elders of the church, but it seems like I'm not getting any better. And I told her, I asked her a question, I said, let me ask you something, have you thanked him for it? See, we don't have to see it to believe it, we receive it by faith, and I want you to receive it by faith today. Receive your deliverance by faith today, receive your victory by faith today, and praise him and worship him, and let God give you a miracle. The footsteps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. A whole lot of people probably thought Paul and Silas would die in that prison. A whole lot of people probably thought that was the end of their ministry. A whole lot of people probably thought they'll never come out. A whole lot of people thought, oh, Paul and Silas, we'll never hear word from them again. They'll die somewhere in that prison. But come morning, glory be to Jesus, they come up out of that jail, and guess what, they went right back out preaching again. The world might count you out, and they might say there's no more hope for you, but I come by to tell you, if you'll let the Lord order your footsteps, honey, you're coming out, and you just won't come out poor and pitiful, but you're going to come out with a revival spirit on you. Sometimes we go through a little trial and a little tribulation, and that don't damper our spirit, but let me tell you, we need to know there is a revival in the land. People are waiting for a revival, but stop waiting and have one. Just have yourself a revival right now, in the car, or no matter where you're listening to this broadcast. Go on and have yourself a revival. Raise your hands up and praise your God. Let the prisoners in your household hear you. Let the people around you hear you, know that you love Jesus, because I tell you what, you remember when the 10 lepers came to Jesus, and he told them to go their way and they would be healed, and only one turned back and thanked him and praised him, and Jesus said, you've been made whole, your faith has made you whole. Let me tell you, don't be one just to get blessed and run off down the road. Turn back and praise him. Turn back and praise him. When all hell's turn and praise him. When all people are coming against you, praise Him. Let God do a work in your life. Let Him order your footsteps. Let Him bring you to revival. And don't stop until you know that the revival has come. Oh, I want to encourage you today to stand faithful for God. And don't give up and don't quit. And just don't go through life. I know people that are just a survivor. I don't want to be just a survivor. I want to be a thriver. I want to come through it thriving, and I want to have joy. Oh, just don't make it through the night, but come through with joy. Just don't make it through the night, but come through with victory. Just don't make it through the day, but come through with revival. Come through with souls being saved. Come through with the power of the Holy Ghost. Come through with joy in your heart and your soul. You see, it's contagious. We worry today about diseases in our lands that are contagious, but I want to tell you something that is contagious, and that's praising God. You see, when you begin to praise God, it's contagious. And when you get in the presence of God through worship, almighty, mighty things begin to happen. And I want to encourage you today to let the Lord order your footsteps and just see what God can do. Just see what God can do. Allow Him to move in your life. Don't quit and don't give up, because God is faithful. Today, I want you to know that God's doing a mighty work in our land. It may seem to be dark in our country. Things may seem to be going wrong, but there's a lot of good going on. God has still got people that hadn't bowed down and worshiped a false God. God has still got preachers that's not afraid to preach. God has still got people that lay preachers that's not afraid to witness. God has still got witnesses across this land that are not afraid to stand up, even when they're chained. Even when there's darkness, even when there's pain, they can still praise their God, because they know that God is the author, that He is the finisher of their faith. And whatever God starts, He's going to finish it. You just ask old Daniel, when he put him in the lion's den, it looked bad. Oh, but when he come out, he got promoted. Ask Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, when they were put in the furnace, it looked bad. But honey, when they come out, a revival broke out in the land, and they was promoted. Ask Joseph when he was put down in that pit, sold as a slave and put in prison. Ask him how it was for those years. Oh, but child, ask him how it was when he hit the palace floor. Oh, glory be to God. Honey, don't stop till you hit the palace floor. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about my heavenly home is bright and fire, and I feel like traveling on. Oh, I want you to know, I feel like traveling on. I don't feel like laying down and dying. I don't feel like giving up. Oh, I don't feel like quitting. I don't feel like throwing in a towel. But I feel like traveling on. I feel like praising on. I feel like praying on. And that's how I want you to be. Don't give up and don't quit. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, child, take this time to say, Jesus, come into my heart. I want you to be my Lord. I want you to be my Savior. I have sinned against you, and forgive me. Ask Him today. He will in no wise cast you out. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've been caught up in. He loves you. He died for you. And He wants to bless you. He wants to save you. And He wants to give you a home in heaven. Don't turn away the greatest gift that's ever been offered to you. And that's the gift of salvation. The greatest miracle that's ever happened is salvation. Oh, don't overlook your salvation. Don't overlook it. That's the greatest and most important decision that you'll ever make, is do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? God bless you today, and thank you for listening. Stand with me in faith that God will take this message and put it across the country, that God will move across our land. Pray and stand with me that God will bring revival in our land, because God is ordering my footsteps. God is ordering your footsteps, and we're going to see great things happen. Thank you for listening. Visit with me today on my website, truckingforjesus.org, and pray for me. Let me hear from you, and write me, and I promise to pray for you. I promise to pray for your request. And I want to tell the prisoners that have written me, I want you to know I keep your letters in a special place. I pray over them and your request, and I'm asking God to bless you today, and not only just bless you, but bless you abundantly. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a marvelous day in Jesus.